Perry Seibert in the house, along with Tom, his father, who equally loves the movies. What was the last movie you saw, Mr. Seibert?
Disclosure, Dave.
Did you like it?
Overall, it had some very nice features. Emily Blunt did a wonderful job. The cinematography was top-notch. I felt kind of in the middle about the movie. There were so many different exotic things brought in that it didn't seem to fit together well. Odd things happened for no apparent reason and contributed nothing to the plot or the overlying story. Certainly, crop circles appeared at one point for no reason, and then almost Disney-like animation took place at time when animal phenomena was trying to be incorporated. So much things seemed to be somebody saying, hey, wouldn't it be cool if we did this and stuck that in there without any mind to the overall storytelling.
I am starting to see why Perry is a chip off the old block. That is pretty much what you had told us as well.
We don't always have the same reaction to stuff, but this one we're pretty on par with each other on this one.
When did you realize that Perry loved the movies? When did that happen for him?
Let me see. I think he was about 3 or 4, and we had just seen Rocky together, and we were walking out, and he exclaimed to me how exciting it was in the fight scene.
Little Perry, and what marvelous recall your father has too. Do you remember that?
I don't remember that. I believe it. I you know, it's one of those things where it's a story I've heard enough that I don't remember it happening, but I feel like maybe it happened. I'm not sure. I will gladly, you know, like they said in Liberty Valance, when the legend becomes the truth, print the legend.
You know, most of us when we were 3 or 4, we were seeing Disney movies, not Rocky, but I can understand how that started you out on the path.
I got hooked young.
Perry is with the Michigan Movie Critics Guild, and today we're going to take a look at music in the movies with 2 movies. The first one, Michael.
Yes. So I had this happened, Lucianne, because I've been out of the country for the last week and a half. And when you're on a plane for a long flight, you can catch up with stuff you missed earlier in the year. So, yes, I saw both of these movies on the plane going to where I was headed. Yes, I want to talk about Michael since it was a big box office hit earlier this year. This is the Michael Jackson biopic starring Jafar Jackson, the nephew of Michael, playing Michael.
Who does he belong to then?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
That I don't know.
Maybe Derek can look that up for us, Jafar Jackson. I'd like to know which of the siblings. Good job in this, I think.
I'm guessing not Janet, since Janet isn't even talked about or appears in the movie. Janet wanted nothing to do with this.
Why?
Jermaine is his
father. Oh, it's Jermaine. Okay.
Yes, he's fine. He is, look, the movie's bad, but he's not bad. It's not his problem. The problem is how lame the movie is in its telling.
Let's take a listen. Here's Michael.
You're confident. You're strong. You're beautiful. You're the greatest of all time.
Let me tell you something. In this life, you're either a winner or you're a loser. Y'all want to work in a steel mill like me for the rest of your days?
No, sir.
Yeah, because I sure as hell don't. Y'all willing to fight for it?
Yes, sir.
I need to hear you a little louder. Y'all willing to fight for it?
Yes, sir.
Ready whenever you are, Michael.
Woo! Do you know what I'm after?
You want to be the biggest star in the world?
We need to capitalize on Michael's success. Because the Jackson family is the brand. That's our Coca-Cola. And we need to start selling. So?
I'm planning an international tour. This is just the beginning.
So the father was the big driver in this.
Oh, yes. I'm assuming you know of Michael's history and how problematic dad was.
Mm-hmm.
Lucianne, Anton Fuqua directed this. He's a director who's directed a great many hits. Training Day, all 3 of the Equalizer films with Denzel Washington, that remake of The Magnificent Seven. He's a commercial director through and through, and this usually with a really great stylistic flair too. This TV movie, Lucianne, there's no reason for this to be in theaters. This is so obvious and pedestrian and just, it's exactly the movie. If anyone could have sat down and written this movie, anybody. It offers no real insight into Michael as a whole. It's not interested in doing anything except ticking off the big moments. You learn nothing about Michael unless you don't know any of this.
Like, but you would think with some of the family members involved, they would have had inside information that could have been
woven
into this.
And adding to the problem is they chose to basically tell the story up to the start of the bad tour. So none of the really icky stuff gets mentioned at all.
Oh.
Which, again, that doesn't necessarily bother me, other than the movie ends with the words, "Michael's story continues." And so I don't know if they're promising a sequel. I don't know if that's them saying there's more. You can go look it up on your own. Like, it's this weird.
Oh.
I sat there watching. Okay, I know what this scene is. Jafar Jackson is asked to do the impossible because it's the same problem whenever anybody plays an iconic musical or any figure. Basically, you're going to sit there and go, well, does he look like him? Does he sound like him? Do I believe that's him? Yeah. He does that.
Okay.
Given a not great script, really impressive. And I will say this, and I don't say this often, superb makeup work throughout the whole movie. Really excellent. I'm not being sarcastic. I'm not trying to belittle by saying that's all it is. They get the various stages of Michael's face throughout this time period.
The changes?
Really well, yes. And they address it well enough. Like, you get it sort of an idea of why and for the good and bad reasons he feels compelled to do this. And then they're really subtle about the face just changes. Like, we don't see they don't talk about, you know, every time he goes in. That's not a big point. That's really great. They waste some really good actors. Colman Domingo is a spectacular actor, and he's one note as Mr. Jackson. He's just awful. I think it's Nia Long plays the mom, who's exactly the mom in these kind of movies. There's nothing there. And then it really kind of derails during the last third because they spend three big sequences that are devoted to memorable Michael Jackson performances. They do the full Motown 25 special where he debuts the moonwalk in full. We watch him do all of Billie Jean and do the moonwalk. And you're dead when you start doing this in a movie like this, because at some point you're going to go, okay, but you're not Michael Jackson.
Well,
I can watch that on YouTube.
So they don't incorporate any original footage of Michael in this movie?
No. It is all performance stuff. That's very true. I mean, I'm pretty sure they use original audio. I haven't looked it up to know the difference. I don't think they have him dope. They don't overdub the voice, I don't think, ever. I could be wrong. If all the more credit to Jafar, if that's the case.
Right.
But that's not the only time they do it. They do it again with... they do a lot of stuff from the Victory Tour when he was forced to go back out with the brothers. And I don't want to watch full performances of these songs by the actors.
Yeah.
So it really becomes just about making a lot of money from people who really love Michael Jackson. That's who this is for. This is for hardcore Michael Jackson fans. This feels like a really easy paycheck for Antoine Fuqua after a pretty rough couple of years for Antoine, because his last film, Emancipation, was supposed to be a huge Oscar contender. It was supposed to bring Will Smith his first Oscar, and then Will Smith won it a year earlier and then imploded on on the night of the Oscar telecast, and that movie got buried. I don't believe that movie – I'm not sure it even got released. It may have played a week somewhere and got lost, and so I think he has chosen this in order to regroup. One of the producers of this film is portrayed in the film by Miles Teller, who plays Michael's producer, not producer, his manager later in life, the one who sends the fax to fire dad as manager. That's a pretty good story. That's going to make a good movie no matter what. Like I said, it's watchable. If you're a Michael Jackson fan, it's exceedingly enjoyable. I'm okay. I can run hot or cold on Michael. It was great to hear some of these songs again. I won't deny. It's great. But the movie is really standard and really pat and really safe. And that's probably why it made a lot of money.
Do you think it's hard to do movies like this when you're trying to recreate times and music and people that are so iconic?
Yes. It's always hard to do that in a way that is anything other than exactly what this is.
Right.
Which is oh no, we're just going to celebrate this person and we're just going to deal
there's
with
nothing new.
The good stuff. And but it is, you know, it's so problematic when you watch the entire Thriller dance be shot at the video. Okay. Okay. I can watch that on YouTube. I don't know why you're recreating it exactly and shooting it the same way. Mm-hmm. I don't need to show me something else. Give me anything else.
Right.
Or show me less of that and get on to something more interesting.
All right. That's the movie Michael. How does that contrast to the other musical epic you watched?
So the other interesting thing is epic. Yes. Baz Luhrmann's documentary. Now remember, Baz Luhrmann made that Elvis movie a couple years ago with right. Austin Butler. So I believe that he was basically given access to a whole lot of footage, live footage of Elvis over the years, and he has fashioned this pretty tight 90-minute documentary. Just it's about Elvis performing live. It's not one specific concert, and it's very much Elvis post the 68 comeback special. A lot of footage of him in Vegas.
What is this called? Is it
Epic?
Epic. Okay.
Short for Elvis Presley yeah. in concert. Right. Baz Luhrmann's Epic.
I just used the word epic. I didn't know that was the
name of
it. That
is the literal name of the movie. Okay. Yes. Epic. This is an interesting piece because we lose having it be actually Elvis and the actual footage makes this way more compelling. And it is very well thrown together. It very much shows how much Elvis was involved in the creation of the shows that he did. They talk about how the band would work together and he claims that they could have played about 150 different songs mm-hmm. and that he would try to change it up from night to night. And then you watch him perform the same song in like eight different costumes at eight different shows.
Do you think that, but it's almost doing the same thing that Michael was doing, but do you think the difference here is that we don't have that institutional knowledge of what that was like back then for most of us?
That's part of it. Well, to see it how it actually was, right. not trying right. to recreate it. The documentary right. footage here is really compelling.
Well, that's true. It's the footage.
Right. It's yeah. not an actor yeah. portraying Elvis. Yeah. This is not outtakes of the Austin Butler film. This is a documentary about Elvis. Right. I want to be really clear. And all of that stuff is interesting. I believe it's a fairly good idea to remind everybody about how Elvis Presley was as a live performer. That is absolutely worth doing. I think that is something that has gone over the years. It's easy to just think about Fat Elvis and then think about 1956 Thin Elvis and
right.
leave it at that.
Right.
There was an interesting middle of the career there.
Yeah.
And it's kind of okay that the movie skirts all of the sort of unpleasant stuff about Elvis.
The drugs.
The drugs aren't there at all. The drugs aren't there at all. Which is interesting because they're in the movie. They're in the fiction movie that he made. They mm-hmm. they cover fairly well. You know, they're not getting deep into Colonel Tom Parker's stuff. Priscilla is there only to be talked about. You know, we can cover all that. This is really about Elvis as a live performer. And that works really well. Really tight 90 minutes. Some really great musical pieces in it. There's some great songs in it. There's some great live footage in it. And you see, you get to remember if you care. And again, this is primarily for Elvis fans. But I think this has more on it than the Michael film Michael for film. Sure.
All right. So where do you see Epic?
Epic was already in theaters, and actually he released it in IMAX. So I watched it on a plane, not the way they want us to see it, but I'm sure it was just as good. Mm-hmm. I think both are readily available at this point, probably to rent digitally,
okay.
and it won't take too much longer until they show
Michael
up on whatever
well.
Streaming service they're on. Yeah, Michael mm-hmm. did really big box office earlier in the year, proving that, yes, this is what the people wanted. They just wanted a Michael Jackson
yeah.
film.
Yeah. Well, I think in many cases they want these figures back.
Yeah. Yeah. They want
them back. They're
they
gone.
Want the hagiography. They yeah, want yeah. to remember, though, this guy was amazing.
Right.
And I would love to see the next film. If they actually make the sequel and deal with some of the harder stuff, it'd be fascinating. Yeah. I don't think they'll do it.
Perry Seibert with the Michigan Movie Critics Guild reviewing Epic and also Michael. So, Dad Tom, how did your son do?
I think he's in very good form this morning.
He's always in good form.
Yes.
Has he always been so out there, so
yes.
excitable, so embracing
right.
life in all of its glory? Has that been
right,
your Perry
right.
all along?
The words just roll out. I think it's well lubricated with charisma.
Who does
yes,
he, who
yes.
does he get
do
that
it,
from?
I do it myself, but I'm too busy.
Who does he get that from?
Oh,
you?
His mother.
His,
Everything
his late
from
mom?
His mother. Yes.
Yeah. And what was she like?
Oh, she was a beautiful woman for certain. I was very, very fortunate.
Oh, beautiful. Well, we're very fortunate to have Perry on the air with us now in his 29th year doing this on the Lucianne Lance Show. We are going to have a big party next year.
We're going to blow out for the 30th?
We're going to have a blowout for the 30th. I don't know what we're going to do yet. We got to sit down and talk about this.
I like this idea.
Derek and I were talking.
Let's start planning.
About this.
Something at Cinemark or something?
Yeah.
Or
something.
Imagine? Or
Imagine. Yeah. Michigan Theater. We'll have to figure this out.
I'm into it.
All the Perry fans out there, maybe review the movies over the years that you have loved the most.
We love both of you. Thank you for listening.
And it all started because he used to win tickets all the time on
the
show.
Yeah, I remember those.
And the late Bill Rice said, let's get this guy out of here. Let's make him be our movie reviewer. He won't be allowed to win anymore.
Bam. Bam.
And a career was born. We love you, Perry. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lucy.
Perry Seibert is Father Tom Seibert, live in our studio this morning here. His movies, again, Epic, the documentary about Elvis, the Baz Luhrmann documentary, and Michael. If you're going to pick between the two, probably Epic.
Well, you know, if you're a huge Michael fan, see the Michael movie.
Okay.
It's not good, but you'll enjoy it. And otherwise, yes, the Elvis movie's of greater interest.
You're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.